USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The U.S. has passed Italy as the nation suffering the most deaths because of the COVID-19 virus. More than 20,000 Americans have lost their lives. Over 500,000 have been infected by it. More than 19,000 have died in Italy. And worldwide, nearly 1.8 million people are infected and almost 109,000 people have died. New Orleans Saints safety Malcolm Jenkins telling black people, take care of yourself first.
This pandemic is real, and the damage that is left in the wake of the coronavirus is realized mostly in our communities. Bad policy, institutional neglect, and overexposure place us disproportionately in arm's reach of the dangers of this deadly virus.
Pope Francis urging the faithful not to yield to fear amid the outbreak during his Easter Vigil Mass in an empty St. Peter's Basilica. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, and do I have a perfect book at the perfect time for you? Dr. Nancy Wolf is a conservative and capitalist professor emeritus in the psychology department at UCLA, where she spent 30 years. She studied and taught about the human mind. She knows exactly what we need to hear right now as chaos and crisis descend around us. Her book is Conscious Matrix. Nancy explains why the liberals, socialists, and globalists try to destroy us right now, will not and cannot succeed, because we as Americans are wired to win, to be the greatest nation and the greatest people ever in the history of mankind. Our biology, our history, our culture, all these things are pre-wired in our minds and souls. We're literally pre-wired to win. Nancy says we have more light in our hearts and minds when we are right with God. And she says together, God, President Trump, and conservative Americans will save the soul of America. We will win. We are literally predestined to win. This is the book you need to read now, today. Purchase Conscious Matrix at LibertyHillPublishing.com. Conscious Matrix at LibertyHillPublishing.com or available at Amazon and Barnes & Noble.
Joe Biden is the winner of Alaska's Democratic presidential primary election. With all precincts reporting, Biden has a 10-point lead over Bernie Sanders. The election coming just days after Sanders suspended his campaign. Meanwhile, Biden is expected to be making a big announcement soon about who his running mate will be. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
Biden has already said he would prefer to choose a woman. This week, Biden told donors his team has talked about naming the VP choice well ahead of the Democratic convention in Milwaukee, which has been rescheduled to August because of the coronavirus pandemic. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Severe thunderstorms threatening the south on this Easter Sunday. They could produce flash flooding, hail, damaging wind gusts, and possible tornadoes. The threat of severe weather continuing tomorrow when the storms will roll towards the Carolinas and Mid-Atlantic. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson says he owes his life to the hospital staff who cared for him while he underwent treatment for COVID-19. Yesterday, Johnson issued his first statement since leaving intensive care, saying that he just can't thank those staffers enough. The Prime Minister tested positive for the coronavirus on March 27th. He was released from the ICU on Thursday. Former NFL star turned actor on the comedy drama MASH, among other things, Timothy Brown, has recently died in Southern California at the age of 82. Brown had played NFL football with Green Bay, Philadelphia, and the Baltimore Colts. After he retired from football, he took up acting and performed in the popular movie and later the TV series MASH, playing Captain Oliver Harmon Jones on the small screen. He appeared in more than 20 movies and TV shows during his acting career. Brown spent his later years working with young people as a probation officer in Los Angeles. Again, Timothy Brown was 82. And today is Easter Sunday, the day Christians celebrate the resurrection of Jesus. Unlike Christmas, Easter is not celebrated on a fixed day. Instead, it falls on the first Sunday after the full moon following the vernal equinox, which could be anywhere from March 22nd till the end of April in a given year. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.